Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he had a picture hanging on his wall for 21 years. After he started dating a new woman, she looked at the picture and saw the face of her dead husband.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, at 855-853-4802, our phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, it's all there for you on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or at ghostpodcast.com. Back to our conversation in just a second. First, I want to tell you about our supporter today, Tender Beasts. What is this? It's a book. They're the perfect family until you scratch the surface. From the author of Delicious Monsters comes an unforgettable new dark academia thriller with a paranormal twist. Sunny is trying to maintain her wealthy family's picture-perfect facade after her mother's death. But when her estranged brother is accused of murdering one of her classmates, Sunny must uncover the truths and the monsters behind her parents' legacy. Soon, she may have to choose whether to preserve the family she's always loved or protect the brother she barely knows and risk losing everything her mother worked so hard to build. If you like mind-bending horror stories that keep you up at night, you don't want to miss Tender Beasts by Leslie Sanbury. Available wherever books are sold. Let's go ahead and jump into our first caller here on today's episode of the program. Here it is. Let's take a listen.
Hi, guys. This is JR from Kentucky. Tell me if this ain't the creepiest thing you've ever heard or close to it. I had a house in Ohio. Well, it was my mom and dad's house. They lived there for a year, and then I come to live with them. I lived there about 14 years with my mom and dad, and then she passed away. And then I lived there another 7 years with my father, and then he passed away. And then I lived there by myself for about 2.5, maybe 3 years. And then I met this woman. But anyway, before I met her, I need to say that. Never really had any paranormal activity. Up to that point, I'd already lived there 23 years, okay? I knew the house and all the sounds and everything pretty good. And I had this picture that had been hanging on my wall, I know, at least 21 years. My mom had got it somewhere, I don't even remember where, and she just hung it in there in my room and I just left it. It was just a picture, you know, of the ocean. Not a real colorful picture, you know. Just a picture of the ocean, sky, the tide, and the edge of the ocean with the rocks and stuff, you know, nothing fancy. And it just, it's been hanging there. Remember this, 21 years at least. And I met this lady, and we started dating. And she started coming over to the house to stay with me on the weekends. That's how the relationship started. And usually, you know, nighttime or something, we'd go back to my room and sit on the bed and talk, you know, and listen to music and stuff. I guess this was probably, it was either the second or third weekend that she came up. I was sitting on the edge of the bed looking through the CDs to see what we wanted to listen to next. And she was laying on back on the bed, you know, just relaxing. And she said, there's something in the picture, in that picture up there hanging on the wall. And I thought, what do you mean? She said, it looks like an angel or something up in the clouds in that picture. Okay, this is a picture that had been hanging on the wall for 21 years. Remember that. I blew it off. I glanced over there. I didn't think nothing of it because I'd seen that picture, what, a million times. I said, oh, there's nothing in that picture. I said, it just looks like it. I said, it's dim in here. And we went on with the evening. Come to the next weekend when she comes up. Same thing. We were back there listening to the stereo, and she was laying back on the bed relaxing. And I guess she, her mind got back on that picture, and she said, I'm telling you, there's something in the clouds in that picture, and it kind of looks like a face. And I said, yeah, right. She said, do me a favor. Please get that down and let me look at it. I thought, well, I walked over and turned the overhead light on, took it down, gave it to her, let her look at it. She said, oh, my God. And tears started running down her face, okay? Now, remember, this is a picture that had been hanging on my wall for 21 years. She looks at it, and I thought, what's wrong? She wouldn't say nothing at first. I thought, what in the hell's going on? She said, that's my husband's face in the clouds. Now, I forgot to tell you, her husband had died maybe about 2 years before I met her. And they had been married for years. She saw her deceased husband's face in the clouds of that 21-year hanging on my wall picture. And she showed it to me. She had showed me pictures of her husband and family before. And she showed it to me, and I got to looking at it. And I thought, yeah, that really does look like him. And she took a picture of him out when he was younger, put it next to it, and sure enough, I swear, it looked just like his face. And you could take your finger, and it was probably about as big as your thumbnail. That's as big as it was. But it had great detail to it, trust me. And you could actually take your finger and rub across the face that was in it and feel it in there. You know what I mean? You could feel the bumps and stuff on it, the nose. It was like you would have taken it and laminated it over something. You know what I mean? It was like a miniature mask. And I thought, oh, my God. And, you know, I mean, how do you deal with that? You know, I just took the picture down and put it in the floor in another room, and we just basically forgot about it. We dated probably about 6 months, and there was some other paranormal activity that happened up to the six-month part, but then she moved in with me. It was about Christmas time, 2008, and when she moved in, the stuff really started. We heard footsteps coming up towards our bed a few nights, seen silverware, and I wouldn't have believed this if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, actually come right out of the dish tray and fall right in the floor. Books turned by themselves. We were scratched I don't know how many times. We probably were together about 4.5 years. I don't know. We had over the years, it would come and it would go, you know what I mean? The footsteps, we heard all kinds of noises. And, I lived there up to that point 23 years. And I know it just wasn't the creaks in the house and the floorboard and all that. No, these were actual something happening. Got a lot of EVPs. Some of the clearest ones I swear I've ever heard. Had people come and investigate a few times. Got a few EVPs, never did get much else than that. A couple of them heard some disembodied voices. That's about it. I wanted to share that with you. I mean, it's more detailed than that, but I didn't want to stay on here too long. I love the show. I discovered you guys about a month ago. You guys have a great day, and thanks.
That'd be horrifying. You're there, and then your significant other's like, hey, that's my deceased partner there.
I'm just going to show up in a picture that's been hanging on your wall for 20 years.
That's,
you know?
Weird. That's weird. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? Is that like, I'm giving you my blessing, you're good here? Or is it more like I'm being voyeuristic? Or is it I'm just being creepy as shit? I don't know.
Yeah, and to have like all the EVPs, yeah, and the walking and the voices, and it's like, I don't know. You know, there's something called matrixing, which is where you look at something like a window and you see reflections of the trees and you picture something there. And they say it a lot about mirrors and photographs and things like that. Sometimes your mind, because of the way our eyes and our brain works together, it tries to figure what it's seeing. It tries to create something. Yeah. So that could be a little bit, but the fact is, like, I don't know, how could a person, this gentleman who called in, how could he be matrixing this face when he never knew this person before until she showed the picture?
I mean, for both of them to do that.
Crazy, crazy.
Very, very creepy. Thank you for sharing that story. I don't like old pictures. There's something about, I mean, I like looking at them. Like, I go through an antique store. It's kind of interesting when you see the ones hanging up, but I would never want those in my house. It's just, I don't know.
I've got some like really old ones of my grandparents when they were children, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. And I'd like to take them and like put a small wall together of them, but yeah, I'm kind of creeped out by them too. And I even knew these people.
I think it's a little more different when it's like your own family. But just kind of like random old ones that I don't know. It just makes you a little, there's something weird about that. Not weird, but it uncomfortable, I think is the right word. Yeah.
Yep.
Creepy. All right. Thanks for sharing that story with us. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is our number. We'd love to hear them. And if you want access to our show with no ads, check us out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. You can start binging away right now. Get access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. All of it's there for you to binge away on advanced episodes. All of it there, bonus episodes, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.